The sexually abused girls have an entirely different developmental pathway. They don't have friends of either gender because they can't trust. They hate themselves, and their biology is against them, leading them either to overreact or numb out. They can't keep up in the normal, envy-driven, inclusion-exclusion games, in which players have to stay cool under stress. Other kids usually don't want anything to do with them. They simply are too weird. But that's only the beginning of the trouble. The abused, isolated girls with incest histories mature sexually a year and a half earlier than the non-abused girls. Sexual abuse speeds up their biological clocks and the secretion of sex hormones. Early in puberty, the abused girls had 3 to 5 times the levels of testosterone and androstenedione, the hormones that fuel sexual desire, as the girls in the control group. Results of Putnam and Trickett's study continue to be published, but it has already created an invaluable roadmap for clinicians dealing with sexually abused girls. At the trauma center, for example, one of our clinicians reported on a Monday morning that a patient named Aisha had been raped again over the weekend. She had run away from her group home at 5 o'clock on Saturday, gone to a place in Boston where druggies hang out, smoked some dope, and done some other drugs, and then left with a bunch of boys in a car. At 5 o'clock Sunday morning, they had gang raped her. Like so many of the adolescents we see, Aisha can't articulate what she wants or needs and can't think through how she might protect herself. Instead, she lives in a world of actions. Trying to explain her behavior in terms of victim-perpetrator isn't helpful, nor are labels like depression, oppositional defiant disorder, intermittent explosive disorder, bipolar disorder, or any of the other options our diagnostic manuals offer us. Putnam's work has helped us understand how Aisha experiences the world. While she cannot tell us what is going on with her, why she is so impulsive and lacking in self-protection, and why she views us as frightening and intrusive, rather than as people who can help her.